Find one who demonstrates honor for both her mother and father. Find one who demonstrates honor for both her mother and father. And this is key. I've been involved with couples before, pursuing relationships. I've had multiple people over the years counseling with me. And I've actually met with couples. I've met with young men, and I've said things like this. Right now, the woman you're interested in is disobeying her father to even have a relationship with you. You realize if you marry her, she's already demonstrated she will be rebellious against the authorities in her life. You realize this. And I've had young men look at me and say, yeah, I suppose, but, and then they get married, and sure enough, the young men still call for counsel sometimes and say, what do I do? She fight me every step of the way. And I try not to say things like, well, I tried to warn you. But yet, I've had this a number of occasions, had to warn a young man, you're doing this behind this man's back. You realize she's defying her father. She'll be rebellious against you, you know, because she disobeys and dishonors her parents. Letter D. So how can your children know if they're ready to marry the one they're courting? How can they know? Are you ready? Here's how they can know. Is it about romance? Is it about cultivating the ultimate romantic love feelings? No. The first thing, it's about trust. Do you trust them? Do you trust them? My wife, I courted her for a year before she finally said yes. A year I pursued her. In fact, it began with me saying to her, can I court you? I'd like to court you. And she looked at me, because I didn't know dads could be involved in the process. If I'd said that to her father, he would have just shot me. He's from Texas. But I went to her and ultimately had a talk with her. I said, I want to court you. In other words, I want a chance to win your heart. I'd like you to give me that chance. You can say no or tell me to go away at any time. But in the meantime, I want a chance to win your heart. So no one ever done that to her before. So she let me. But after a year of courting her, she didn't know if she would marry me. I used to stop her sometimes and say, oh, look, just one answer or another. Yes, you'll marry me. A, you'll marry me. B, no, you won't marry me. We can make this multiple choice, I said. C, maybe you'll marry me. Or D, I gave her the option. I can't remember what they were, but they were very good options at the time. But she would just say, I don't know. Finally, she got counsel from a pastor friend who said to her, look, you're clouded with many thoughts that are coming to your mind that are keeping you from knowing. Let me ask you one thing. You're obviously attracted to him, but do you trust him? She says, I trust him with my life. Pastor said, that's what you need then. Marry this man. So we were off on a walk next day, a few days later, and she says, she stops me, looks me in the eye, and says, I'll marry you now. I'm thinking, yeah, right. We had a great celebration. I didn't believe her because she'd been saying no for a year. And, well, you're messing with me. Trust was a key element. And I've observed with couples, that's key. Do you trust this one? Second to that, they must decide if they're willing to love this one. They must decide if they're willing to love this one. Are you willing to love? See, we looked in last session about what love is. A choice, a decision you make to remain faithful and committed to love and serve sacrificially with action. Are you willing to? In other words, is your trust and your affection sufficient? In other words, you're not repulsed by this individual. Don't do this out of duty. But they've got to decide if they trust this one. And thirdly, they want to know if they should decide to begin. They must have their parents' support. They must have their parents' support. A blessing, if you will. They cannot consider. You have a young lady looks at her father and says, I trust him and I'm willing to be married to this one, Dad, but I won't do it if you're not for it. You're not supportive. Obviously, I won't do it. That's the picture. Next time, we'll talk about the practical steps. Our next session.